Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mervyn Abrams, Program Coordinator at Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity, joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners.
So first of all, before we talk about very, very serious things, Mervyn, when you think of December and you think of music, what pops into your head? What's your December song or group of songs, anything?
It's something to do with summer.
Yes, so that's interesting. Yeah. No, because we have
summer
two
and
things.
The beach and summer, the beach, and I mean, you asked me the question so quickly, I can't think of anything, but I do know that there are a number of songs.
Like Beach Boys kind of vibe.
Like the Beach Boys and so on, yes, yes. I mean, that, of course, dates me.
So don't worry, I was talking about Greece, you must know how that dates me. But
exactly.
But nevertheless, I think we all do exactly. That. It just takes us back to a summer of our youth. I think that it might be. All right. But on obviously a very, very serious conversation and one that I don't know how we deal with in this country. Petrol now in Gauteng at least at 20 rand, 35 cents per litre. What is this going to mean to consumers?
So how would we know that when petrol prices increase, then of course it has a knock-on effect of an increase in just about all goods and services in the country because petrol is a major input cost. I mean, people don't even realize that to make plastic, which we use so often, you need petrol. You need petroleum products. Mm. So it's involved both in the transporting of goods. It's involved on the farm, the tractor, the planting, and it's right through the economy, right to the store, and even involves the packaging. So we are expecting that this increase will, of course, continue that trajectory of increasing food prices, increasing transport costs, and then electricity cost is way too high as well. So, Howard, what's really our concern is that the gap between levels of income and levels of basic essential expenditure is just getting wider and wider and wider, and we can see no way in which these two will ever come together. And that is extremely concerning from an economic point of view.
What is strange to me is that we know, and I was talking about it with our listeners earlier, that we know that of the fuel price, 31% of it is going to taxes. Surely at this point, given the dire situation in South Africa with regard to unemployment, with regard to poverty, surely that figure should be looked at by government, even if they reduced it somewhat, to say, well, we're going to help you out here.
Yes, exactly, Howard. We are of the same opinion that somehow, and it's almost, some economists put it at 40% of the cost, which goes to taxes and levies, that at some stage we are going to require a restructuring of those taxes and levies. I think it's important for the state to take some taxation because it comes back to us through social grants and other forms. But there is required a restructuring of the taxes and levies and to lower that, which would make petrol prices cheaper. But Howard, there is another story to this. And that is what has happened to our strategic fuel supply. Now, there's been a lot in the media a couple of years ago around the selling off of the strategic fuel supply. But what other countries are doing, for instance, in the United States, in order to push down the price, they are releasing millions and tons of petroleum into the market out of their strategic fuel reserves. And where are our strategic fuel reserves? And if we have them, why are we not pushing some of that petroleum into the market? Because that will lower the price as well.
Is there likely to be a response around that?
Well, we haven't heard anything. I mean, we don't have, of course, all the information around the strategic fuel reserve. There was discussion in Parliament, as far as I can know, about a couple of years ago when there was investigation into what has happened around all of that. And where that story now stands, I don't know. But we believe it is critical. You know, there are a number of things that we can do right in this country. Number one is we need to have a strategic fuel reserve, because prices of fuel are going to go up and down all the time, and some of those factors are totally outside of our control. We do need food, strategic food reserves. Mm. So, for instance, our main staple food, which is maize, etc., stuff that doesn't go off, that we can store over a period of time and bring back into the economy when times are difficult and prices are very high, and often it's led by stuff out of our control. So, for instance, we've seen global food prices increase. And part of that reason is of the global increase is because countries are restocking their reserves. At the beginning of COVID, they let out a lot of the reserves in order to bring down food prices. And now they are restocking. And that is what's pushing up global prices. In our situation, we are asking the question, why is government not investigating those issues?
Mm, mm. And that it also really means, especially this time of year, that there's just going to be an increased amount of pressure on people with regard to buying foods, with regard to even buying the basics, let alone to celebrate Christmas and to celebrate this season with family and with friends.
Yes, I mean, the festive season for us is normally a time when families come together, when it is summer, as we spoke about. There is that holiday feeling, and at a level, it's the level of restoring a sense of dignity to people. And when we cannot even buy food in order to take care of our celebrations, because our celebrations happen around food, then there is really a very serious question. And we have seen that our basket now stands at 4,272 rand. That is a year-on-year increase of 6.3%, while the national minimum wage increased by 4.5%. So the gap keeps on expanding. At what stage is it going to slow down, and at what stage are the two going to come together is really the area
Absolutely.
Of concern.
Mervyn Abrahams, Program Coordinator at Pieter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity, talking to us about the rise in petrol price.